Well, good afternoon, and welcome to the Mystique's West Hour. We're live here on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. I'm your host, Ray Frazier, and if this is the first time you've been listening to our show, we are a metaphysical news magazine. Now, what that means is that we're going to talk about things that a lot of other shows may not talk about, such as UFOs, hauntings, near-death experiences, out-of-body experiences, home possessions, just about anything and everything that you might want to think about. And we're going to do it all here live on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. Also, as one of the regular aspects of our show, we give free mini psychic readings. That's right. All you have to do is pick up your phone and call us at 646-378-0378. That's 646-378-0378. And we'll plug you in and schedule you for a free mini psychic reading here while we're on the air. I'd like to tell you that Mystique's West is a real metaphysical center. We're located at 36356 Ford Road in Westland, Michigan. We do readings in the store. We have readers of all different modalities, tarot cards, angel cards, spirit mediums. Everybody that works at Mystique's West is a spirit medium, meaning that we can have contact with people in the higher side of life. Every Monday night, we have a metaphysical discussion forum led by one of our workers, Roger Little. Wednesday nights, we have a public seance, which everybody's invited to. It's only $10, and we'd ask you to come and try and make contact with someone who's passed away in your family, your loved ones, friends, spirit guides, whatever. And then on Friday nights at 7:30, we have a guided meditation with Tony O'Kerlick. Now, you can get more information if you want by calling us up at 888-4-TOLD. That's 888-FORTOLD. If you're like me and you're not really good with numbers, that's 888-367-8653. That's 888-367-8653. Just call us up and we'll be happy to give you the information or schedule an appointment for you. We do have clients all over the world, so you can give us a call and we'll be happy to help you any way that we can. You know, today's kind of a special day because our national elections were yesterday, and if you're listening to us in a different country, you may think that, yes, those Yanks are just crazy with the way they get on around their politics and things like that, and I guess that's true. But it is a chance for us to express our patriotic points of view. And for all of those of you who took the time to go and vote yesterday, I want to extend my heartfelt thanks to you. And it doesn't matter what political event you chose, you know, whether you're Democrat or Republican or Independent or Constitutional Party or what have you, the fact that you took the time to participate in the future of this country is really what matters. That's what's made this country great. And certainly if you look back in the history of the United States, there have been great leaders from virtually every party going back to 1776, that made this country what it is. Now, in the last election here, we've had some things which, you know, many people have felt that we needed to deal with. And so it may be that in this political arena, there were certain things that needed to be fixed that didn't need to be fixed in the last election or the election before or the election before that. But it's like anything around your home. If your dishwasher breaks, you don't call a piano tuner. You call somebody who knows how to fix dishwashers. And I think maybe that's some of the expression that people are giving. But the important thing is that when it's all said and done, because you participated, because you took enough interest, because you cared, the United States of America is great. And that's not a religious point of view. That's not even a spiritual point of view. It's a fact. We are going to be great because of the people that make this country great. And those of you who took time to vote, God bless you. Thank you. From a veteran, from a person who is a patriot, someone who believes in the past, present, and future of the United States of America. And to those of you who didn't take the time to vote, well, I feel disappointed for you because now you have to take on what everyone else voted for, whether you like it or don't like it, and that's sometimes a difficult thing to do. And so as next elections come up here in a couple of years, try and mark your calendars early and schedule a time off from work or from school you know, to get out and vote. I just wrote a Facebook page here about how wonderful it was to be able to go and vote with my wife and know that my son was going to get out of school early enough so that he could go vote, you know, and to be a participatory family in this great God-given country that we have called the United States of America. And I hope that all of you will take part next time. And to all of you who took part at this time, my hat's off to you, and thank you very much for being part of our country. Now, as a spirit medium and a person who's been working in the metaphysical community for more than 40 years, we often run into a lot of strange situations, I guess you'd call them. Every day I come to work here at Mystique's West, and I think that I'm not going to find out anything new. And, of course, every day that I think that, I find out something new. Something comes in that, you know, you think, why would people say that? Well, as you may know, there are many different kinds of readers and workers out in the psychic community today, and most of them don't have any training at all. Some of them have very little training. Others have just decided that it's their responsibility, their right, their opportunity to tell people things and to make a little extra money. Unfortunately, for the querent, the person who comes with a situation or a circumstance, oftentimes that information can be hurtful or harmful. This last week, I had a lady that came in, and she was very distressed because she'd been to see a reader who told her that she was keeping her father from advancing into the higher side of life, that her attitude about it was keeping him from progressing into heaven. And, of course, that's absolutely 100% totally absurd. We give ourselves way too much credit. Our egos are much too big here in the physical form. But we give ourselves too much credit for being able to control things that are of a spiritual nature. There are certain laws of the universe, or what we call them natural laws of the universe, that occur that we can't control, we can't even influence. And one of those is the fact that once a person passes on, they proceed into the higher side of life. Now, once they have completed their transition, as we call it, they have the opportunity to come back and make their presence known here in the physical form. We do know that the spirit world is right here with us. It's not in some far-off never-never land that you can't get to or that you can't be in touch with friends, family, and loved ones there. But the people here, the what we call our physical form people, our living people, have no influence on whether a person is able to progress into the spirit side of life. Spirits without a physical body are called discarnate spirits. Spirits with a physical body, that's all of us who are living and breathing here in the material world, are called incarnate spirits. Incarnate spirits always have dominion over a discarnate spirit in a physical sense. So if a spirit is here and we don't want it around, we can ask it to leave and it'll leave. However, the line draws at the termination point, at the transition point, where the person is leaving the physical world and going into spirit. At that point, they're able to progress on their own accord, and many of them who are, in this particular case, her father died of what we would call natural causes. It wasn't a sudden surprise or anything like that. And, you know, there was no way that she could be restricting his progression or his advancement. Now, for all of you who are listening, and I hope there's many of you who will listen to this both live on Body, Mind, and Spirit Radio or on our archives at Body, Mind, and Spirit Radio, you have a responsibility to take what a reader tells you with a grain of salt. You have to assume that it's possible that the reader may not know what they're talking about. They could be having a bad day. You could be having a bad day. The energy might be disrupted so that they're uncertain about what they're seeing, but you need to check it out. And like any other event, if you went to a doctor and he told you something that was disconcerting, you might go to another doctor and get a second opinion. That's what we would encourage you to do. Now, if you've got an opinion from somebody that doesn't seem to sit right with you, you can call us up, and generally we'll be able to tell you yes or no, that's a good point or that's a good question, right over the air and or over the phone, and we'll be able to help you out. So, you know, the main thing is don't listen to every detail that a reader tells you. Use your own intuitions, your own spirit mind, to determine whether or not it's something that you should follow or something that you should check up on. And most of all, folks, you cannot keep a person from progressing into the spirit side of life. They're going to do it no matter how hard you try and keep them back. It's like money. All the money in the world won't buy you another second of life, and all the wishing in the world won't keep you from progressing into the spirit lands. And so that's kind of our thought for the day. Do we have any callers online yet? Hello?
Yes, we do.
We do?
Yes, we do. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Well, I'd like to welcome Tricia to the show, and she is calling from New Mexico. Welcome to the show, Tricia.
Hi, Tricia.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. Thank you so much for doing a reading for me today. I appreciate
it. Can you hear me well enough?
Yes, I can hear you perfect.
Oh, great. Okay. Anything specific that you'd like to know about?
I kind of wanted a general reading, but something happened yesterday. I pretty much have distanced myself from my family because of the negative attitudes and everything. And I let go a lot of stuff that no longer served me. And for many, many, many years, I have not gone to any parties or anything like that. But yesterday, I got an invitation from a sister who I get along with. She left me a message that there was going to be a birthday party, but I have not called her yet. And I'm hesitant, and I just want to find out.
Okay.
Let's talk
about a couple of things, okay? First of all, this is a period of time, starting way back on December 21st, 2012, where a lot of things are in transition. Now, certainly, I understand how a person can kind of disconnect with their family, friends, et cetera, and a lot of times it's based on spiritual understandings or spiritual misunderstandings, I should say. And sometimes it's safer or easier to be alone than it is to try and participate in an environment that you might consider to be hostile. However, welcome to the physical world, okay, because not everybody here is going to see things in the same way that you do. Now, that doesn't make them necessarily wrong. It certainly doesn't make you wrong. It just means that you have two separate minds who are thinking two separate things or believing two separate things. Now, the greatest thing that you can do is to go to this birthday party, be 100% uncompromising about your beliefs, your ideas, your feelings. No apologies. Oh, sorry, I'm this. Sorry, I did that. Sorry. No, thank you, okay? You're very proud of what you are. Sorry, I haven't been in touch. Maybe, okay, you can say that. But the reason that you're afraid to go there is because you're afraid of confrontations. Now, I'm suggesting to you that this will be a good chance for you to have kind of a coming out party where you'll go there and you'll find that the people are not going to be so antisocial, I guess I'd call it, as you might perceive that they would be. But on the other hand, you're going to have to, you know, keep your nose up and stand up for yourself because there are people there who are going to have an opinion. If you stayed a very long time at this party, it would be a very short time in the scope of your future, your existence, and things like that. And if you go to it, the only thing that you can hope for is that you will be able to positively influence some people's opinion of who you are and what you are and what you're thinking and things like that. So I'm saying to you that there's no negative parts to it. I think your sister thought very thoroughly before she sent you the invitation or gave you the invitation, and I'd go. And I would, like I said, no head down, no excuse me, no I'm sorry, no apologies. Go be yourself. Be proud of who you are and what you're doing. And when you leave, you'll feel relieved. Of course, you know, anytime you place yourself into an adverse environment, there are always, you know, there's always some tension there while you're there. And you'll feel the relief of tension when you leave, but you also may be able to change someone's opinions on who you are and what you are. And that seems to be a very important thing. Now, one of the things I really feel is that there's a very good energy around you, particularly finishing out the year that I think started in late September, early October. That would have to do with work and career. And self-identity is kind of an interesting thing when we rediscover who we are, because it gives us the courage and the direction and the drive to go out and be, you know, everything that we want to be. But many times, all the successful people in the world have gone against everybody's opinion in order to achieve their success. And you're not going to be any different from that. But it's one of those things when all the people who are negative towards you or who have bad opinions towards you, and I mean just in a general sense, when you prove yourself to be who and what you are, then they all jump on the bandwagon and you're their best friend. And I really feel like, particularly with work, there's a lot of positive energy coming in that area. The relationship vibration later in the month of November here seems to pick up quite well. And I really feel that when you get into the holiday period, which is usually Thanksgiving through New Year's, it's going to be a pretty good time, you know. But I would certainly, I would take the date of the birthday party, I'd put it on my calendar, and I'd, you know, go out and buy myself a birthday card and plan on going. Okay?
Oh, okay. Well, what I did instead is I joined a meetup group.
Say again?
For numerology. And I decided to go to that instead. But I appreciate your advice. You did give some light to it.
Okay.
But I will think about it. Who knows? Something can change in the next couple of days.
Well, here's the thing I would tell you. There's always going to be another numerology class. You know, and this is, you know, where a choice may come in. Now, of course, the numerology class can be a good, quote, excuse for you not to go. On the other hand, it might be a chance to prove to yourself and to those who may question you or doubt you or feel distant from you about who you are and what you're doing, you know. But I'm going to say this. I wouldn't be totally surprised if something came up, if an issue happened or an issue came up whereby there might be some complications about the numerology class. So just keep an open mind about that and, you know, do what your heart tells you to do. But I really think that long-term benefits, looking back 10 years from now, I think you would probably be better off going to the birthday party.
Mm, okay.
That's what I'm thinking.
And so you see really good things coming for my work.
Correct. I feel like there's a very strong influence coming forward in your work, as though, you know, things are starting to fall into place, kind of like a person who does woodwork when he's down to the final sanding stage. He's got very fine sandpaper, and he's just smoothing out the smallest bumps so that it's perfectly, you know, flat, level, smooth, whatever. That's what I feel like. There's a refinement period that you're going into that is going to benefit you in the long run. And I would be, you know, very candid, very open about the things that you want, so they know where your mind is at, what you're headed for, and all those kind of words, okay?
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate
all right.
Your
thanks
reading.
For giving us a call here on the Moonseeks West Hour.
Thank you.
Okay. Is anybody else waiting online?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
There's a little bit of pause before it unmutes me. Sorry.
There sure is. That's okay, though. We can work with this. We're not having any problems today. It's a beautiful day.
We have Sonia, and she is calling from Virginia. Welcome to the show, Sonia.
Hi.
Hi, Sonia. How are you?
I'm doing well, and that was a great intro today. I liked it.
Well, can you hear me?
I think a lot of people needed to hear that.
You betcha. you know, we have such a great country that we just take for granted that it's just going to stay great, and that, you know, we don't have to do anything. But, you know, even a guy that's got a beautiful lawn is out there tending to it a couple days a week, and he'll make sure it stays beautiful. And, you know, as patriotic people that are thankful to God that we've been put in this country rather than some of the other countries of the world, it certainly is a blessing to be able to say, yeah, to see that flag fly. I saw something on the internet the other day about Francis Scott Key, and maybe you have seen it as well. It's been going around Facebook for a long time about, you know, what he experienced before he wrote the Star Spangled Banner, and it was quite a moving statement. So I'm a very proud American, and I don't care, you know, who's in office. You know, we have to put our country first and do whatever is willing to keep it great so that our children and grandchildren can have that same feeling when they're our age. So anyway, do you have a specific question you wanted to ask today, or did you just want a general reading?
Just a general reading. I didn't have anything specifically.
Okay. Well, one of the things which I feel here, and I don't mean this in a negative sense at all, but I feel like there's some pretty, let's call them, considerable changes that are going to take place around the home. And, of course, where you're at, it's a little bit warmer than it is here in Michigan, but it seems as though this is going to be something that will happen before we get to the cold weather. Now, when I talk about cold weather in Michigan, it gets chilly in October, November, but it doesn't really get cold until December it starts getting cold. And so usually that means up here before December. I'm showing this to be at your time frame. So if it gets cold in January, that would be, you know, between now and then is when this is going to take place. But the important part about it is these changes that I'm talking about, these differences that I'm talking about, are going to be things that are, I would say, heart's desire, mean things that you want, not things that are forced upon you. It doesn't seem to be anything that's breaking or, you know, falling to pieces or anything like that. But it'll be something which is going to be very specific, as though, you know, you're going to say, I've always wanted to do this, or this is going to work in progress. And when I look forward to springtime, and that to me usually begins here in Michigan around the end of March, you're just a very happy camper. And so it just seems to me like this is something that is going to be a progressive thing. And I don't know if you're a married person or not, but it seems as though whatever I'm talking about is going to involve somebody from outside your home to come in and either guide or help out or something like that. There also seems to be a bit of consternation when I talk about work things right now, and I feel like I'm trying to squeeze, you know, 5 pounds of potatoes into a 3-pound bag, as though, you know, things are just very compressed time-wise right now. And, you know, I just feel like there's really an opportunity for you to, you know, take a breather if you, you know, step back a ways and look at it. And the other thing, which, as I mentioned to the caller before, sometimes it's really important that we let folks that we work for know what our heart's desire is and what we want to do and all those kind of things. When I get into 2015, that's when I think all the pieces are really going to fall into place for you, and I mean that sincerely. I really feel like there's a lot of good things that you haven't even considered yet that are going to be coming down the pike for you. And so I think that, you know, when I look at opportunities and things which you can achieve, things which you can have in your hand to hold, I'm really thinking that 2015 is going to be the time where that can happen. Now, there does seem to be, and I'll just call it kind of a concern level that may have to do with health or health-related things that takes place in the first 3 or 4 months of 2015. Have you been facing any type of health issues?
Different things here and there, and they've been going and coming and going kind of thing.
Well, the feeling I have is just this is going to be something that when it comes, you're going to want to get it to go.
Yes, exactly.
and I'm talking about something that, you know, not everything that's uncomfortable is life-threatening. And that's kind of the feeling I get about this, is this is not something that's going to be a life-or-death matter. It'll just be like, oh, gosh, not another one, you know, or whatever. But the most important thing that I would say about it is that whatever I'm sensing, it needs to be something that you're going to take very prompt action to get rid of. And that usually means something that is either it can get worse if you delay it. It is, I'm going to say contagious, though that's not the actual word that I want. I'm not a doctor, but it just seems to be something that could be progressive that, you know, you'd like to see it get better. And the sooner you get started, the better. And I would say regardless of any personal desires or interests that you have that may give you reason to think that you get to ignore it or not believe in it, because I really feel like this will be something that if you did ignore it or not pay attention to it, you might wish that you hadn't. And, you know, here's the kind of things that I would talk about. And please understand, I'm not suggesting that it's going to be one of these. But, for example, if you had something like shingles or something like that, I mean, it's a nightmare, okay? It's not going to be something that, you know, is going to kill you by any stretch of the imagination. You know, it may make you wish that you were dead, but, you know, it's not going to be anything that will really, truly take your life. But it certainly seems to be something that, you know, you'd want to get rid of. And so what I'm suggesting is that in any case, the best thing that you can do is move very quickly and get it attended to so that it doesn't get worse or spread or whatever.
Right, like Lyme's disease or something.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely. You know, and, you know, the feeling I have, and this is a blessing for you, is that when you get into the warmer months next year, you know, a lot of the, I'll call them the grievances, the frustrations and things that are rattling around you right now are going to go away. And I just really feel an optimistic outlook on life and, you know, how things really are. And I think that that's going to be something which will, you know, you're just going to say, yeah, this is going to be a better year. I just feel it. And I think you'll be 100% correct if you believe that. So that's, you know, a lot of positive stuff going on. I don't feel, you know, I get a sense of worry about money, but I don't really feel that, you know, you have anything to worry about. I don't feel like money is an issue or a circumstance that is going to raise its ugly head at all. I really feel more like I'm comfortable with the situations that are going on financially, and I feel like that's something which is going to continue well into 2015. You know, and beyond. So I don't, you know, if you said, am I going to be rich and famous, I'd say, well, I'm not so sure about that. But I do believe that there's going to be, you know, some opportunities for you to do some things that maybe you hadn't thought about doing next year. And doing it without, you know, what I'd call a financial burden, without any heavy, heavy thing over your head. So any other questions?
No, that's good.
Okay.
I was just calling in to listen today, really. But yeah, thanks for the reading.
Well, I'm glad that you you know, you took the time to, you know, ask for some information. And I want to say, and I mean this sincerely, I really think that, you know, when I talk about a person who has a stiff upper lip, somebody that is able to, you know, fight the battle and, you know, just keep on going, you know, when times are difficult. That's what I feel when I talk about you. And I really feel that, you know, finally some of the battle is going to be over, so that you don't have to. And here's the word that Spirit asked me: you don't have to struggle. And that means that 2015 is going to be a better period for you, one where you're going to feel more like life's worth living again. And that. That's where you want to be, honey. That's where it's all at, right?
Yes.
Just take care of yourself. You spend a lot of time taking care of other people and very little time taking care of yourself.
I know.
Yeah. And, you
that's
know,
the way it is.
That's an honorable situation to be in. However, sometimes it's counterproductive. I mean, you take the time and help other people. And, you know, it's one thing if you're helping people who have a very positive, you know, appreciative attitude about it. And unfortunately, when I talk about you, I'm not so sure that, you know, everybody that you're helping really appreciates what you're doing. You know, and so you've got to, you know, stay focused on the fact that, you know, you deserve to have some good times too. And I always tell clients when they come into stores, there's a few phrases that you can learn which really help out, such as, I'd love to help you, but I don't have the time. I'd love to help you, but I don't have the money. Gee, that sounds really exciting. I'd love to attend, but I just don't feel like I could. You know, things where you get to deny sometimes, you know, for people who just expect, you know, and unfortunately that's another, we talked a little bit about ego before, another problem that people in our country have is we're very arrogant, and we think that when we put something together, everybody has to come. It's a requirement, and, you know, or has to participate or has to be, you know, a portion of it, and, of course, that's not the case at all. So, you know, in your particular case, I feel nothing but, you know, good things coming around the bend. I really think that next year is going to be an exciting year for you. And I think here's what Spirit said, that you're going to wrap up a lot of loose ends, meaning that things are going to be much more opportune for you without having any conflicts or heartaches or things that you're going to have to face. So I'd be very optimistic, looking forward to that. Okay?
That's great. Thanks.
All right. Thanks for calling us up here on the Mystique Quest Hour. And folks, if you're out there listening, you are listening to the Mystique Quest Hour. Mystique Quest Hour is sponsored by the Mystique Quest Psychic Reading Center, located at 36356 Ford Road in Westland, Michigan. Now, if you are in the area, that's halfway between Wayne and Newberg Roads on Ford Road. We're right next to Jimmy John's. Again, 36356 Ford Road in Westland, Michigan. And we offer a lot of services. Primarily, we are a psychic reading center where if you have information that you'd like to discover, people that you'd like to talk to, et cetera, Mystique West is your place for spiritual enlightenment. Also, as we go through the opportunities that you have here, we have a number of classes. Every Monday, we have a metaphysical discussion forum led by one of our workers, Roger Little, where you get to come in and talk about anything that you want to talk about that's related to the metaphysics. Now, of course, in some cases, they get off on tangents, but it's a fun hour and a half, depending on how many people show up to come. It's only $5. And if you have a topic that you'd like to get some information on it, Roger is an extremely experienced metaphysician, and he can give you some answers, or perhaps many of the people who are educated in the class can offer you some enlightenment, some incitement, and such as that about your particular topic. It ends up being a very good time for everyone that shows up. Now, one of the things which ends up being very comfortable is our midweek public seance, which is held Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock. Now, we do start promptly at 7 o'clock, so please, if you're going to come, show up at 7 o'clock. That doesn't mean 10 after or 20 after or whatever. It means 7 o'clock because we do lock the door at 7 o'clock, and we'd love to have you come and join us. And then on Friday nights at 7:30, Tony O'Kerlick leads our guided meditation, and that is something which will allow you to get in touch with your inner self. It'll help you find out things about yourself. It can help you explore events and occurrences that are taking place or that have taken place in your past that you may not be aware of. But it is a very fun time, and we'd like to have you come and join us. We do take phone readings. You can call us at Mystique West locally at 734-729-8019. That's 734-729-8019. Or you can call us on our nationwide toll-free number at 888-367-8653. That's 367-8653, and someone will be able to help you out. And, of course, we would look forward to hearing from you. And we do have a Facebook page at Mystique Quest, so you can tap us in on Facebook. And we have a website at mystiquesquest.net. Now, we were .com, but somebody stole our mystiquesquest.com Eddie, so we're now mystiquesquest.net, and we'd certainly love to have you look at our page, and it's updated monthly, and so we get a lot of new information in there where we can help you out in certain times. And of course, there's a lot of information about spirituality and the metaphysics, etc., that exists there. And so it's a good place to go and get information. And of course, all the information on there is free, and we'd love to have you join us and get in touch with the things that are going on that are so wonderful in your world. So anyway, do we have any other callers on the line?
Yes, we do. I'd like to welcome Rose, and Rose is calling from Long Island today. Hi, Rose.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, Rose. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you fine.
Wonderful. Okay, well, we're glad you called to join us today.
Yeah.
Is there something specific you'd like to know about, or just a general reading?
We could just do a general reading. I guess
okay.
That's better.
Well, kind of an interesting time for you, because I really feel... And I don't mean this in, it's going to sound a lot more negative when I say it than it really is, but I really just feel like you have just walked into a sawmill. I mean, I just feel like there's a lot of things that are going against you right now, or seem to be, I said going against you in spirit, said seem to be going against you.
Right.
And that would tell me that, you know, things are not as bad as they may be perceived. And it would also tell me that the outcome for them is going to be very positive. And so that's mm-hmm. kind of the way I would like you to look at things, is that, you know, as my mom used to say, this too will pass. And I think that's kind of where it's at. And even though, and I just have this feeling that you're going to be able to relate with exactly what I say, even though you may feel like you just want to throw your hands in the air and quit, don't do that, okay? Because, mm-hmm. you know, the good news, and I'm going to say what Spirit says, the good news is just around the corner, meaning
that's
that good. There are all kinds of positive vibrations, particularly when I talk about things that, you know, are the core of your life, the things that make you, you know, feel important and make you feel that you're whole and that you... that are, you know, worthy for you. And that could be a new relationship, because there's nothing that gets our boat floating better than a good relationship. If you're a married person or in an existing relationship, it could mean very comfortably that this is a time for a rekindling of that flame, a drawback to perhaps the courtship stage of the relationship. But I really feel that when I talk about springtime, and that seems like a long time away now, but I'm not really thinking that it's going to take all the way until springtime for this to manifest. But
right.
when I look at the April time frame, I just really feel like, you know, your heart is full and life is good, and all the things that, you know, seem to be so monumental right now are just going to not exist. And that's exactly the word Spirit said, not exist. Meaning that there are things that you're not going to have to deal with. One of the questions that they are giving me, though, is has to do with another lady. Now, this is a lady who, and this could be a sister, sister-in-law, somebody that you might consider to be a close friend,
mm-hmm.
but somebody who has a ready ear. In other words, if they came over, you'd open your door to them and you'd talk to them. But she seems to be a person who... is kind of involved in a self-inflicted problem, if you want to call it that, as though something which, you know, she did to herself that, you know, she wished she could undo, but of course she can't. And
right.
that creates issues and circumstances which, you know, they would like everybody else to deal with and not have to deal with themselves. But I'm going to just ask you that if this is a person... They're showing a person with fair hair. Now, the fair hair that I'm seeing could be only your hairdresser knows for sure, okay? In other words, it might be a person who's going to bleach their hair out or whatever. But I would say use good judgment. They said use sound judgment, meaning that don't allow your emotions to dissuade you from saying, golly, that sounds like a problem. I wish I could help, but I can't. You know.
Yeah, I wrote that down when you said that to that other caller, the one that's always helping everybody.
Yeah.
But I wrote that down because I said that's a good one I'm going to have to use because I do the same thing. I help a lot of people, and I don't think too many of them appreciate it.
Well, that's the unfortunate thing. You know, you don't mind doing things for people who are really in problems, you know. But, you know, it's like I told my kids when they were growing up. I said, look, I don't mind being your last resort, but don't you dare try and make me your first resort. Don't come to me before you have, you know, dug in and got your hands dirty and tried to figure it out on your own.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
there's a
true.
Lot of statements that you can use. I'd love to have you. I'd love to help you. I just don't have the time. Because you, know, you do get to say no. And unfortunately, most people feel so guilty saying no that they just give in and go do it, even though.
I know. But then you get resentful then.
Yeah. And so, you know, and of course what happens is the easier it is for you to give in, the less they appreciate it. And in many cases, it could be something that they just don't wish to do themselves. And
it's
not fair that you should have to inherit that responsibility.
That's what I get a lot. They say, oh, but you're good at it. But the only reason I'm good at it is because I've been doing it and I've been helping everybody. I'm doing their work.
Yeah, man, I've heard that so many times I can't even count. And you're absolutely correct. You know, that, you know, you can be good at it too. Here, let me show you.
Yeah, I'd rather do
look
that.
Look how good you are. You're as good as I am, you know, that kind of thing. So, but I really feel like
that.
This is a time for you where, you know, the roughest moments I think are fading behind you. And did you just have a significant challenge in a relationship or something?
Well, I had quite a bit in that relationship.
Yeah. I feel like, honestly, like that energy is fading away. And what they're showing me is like if you took a piece of glass and you crushed it so that there was only, you know, crushed pieces of glass left and, you know, not anything that you could even determine what it originally was when it was made, et cetera, et cetera. That's what I'm feeling. And I feel like those pieces of crushed glass are very much in your past. They do show them as you leave their energy, as they're falling behind you, kind of like you're looking in a rearview mirror as you drive away. And, you know, when things are in your past, they can't hurt you unless you let them.
Right.
Now, one of the things I learned in pastoral college, and I would want you to, you know, kind of put this in your mind, is the term up until now. And what that meant to me when I heard it was that every single second of our lives, we have an opportunity to change them. You know, up until now, I used to do things for everybody and nobody appreciated it. Translation, I'm not going to do that anymore.
I mean, yeah, I like that
so
one too.
it just means that you're in charge of your own life. And that, you know, once you have contributed, sacrifice, given up, you know, been supportive, all the right words, it's time to pass the mantle on to somebody else. And that's what I really think is happening here. And you should please, please, please do it without any sense of guilt. You know, I mean, we are, you know, it's the Bible says we are not our brother's keeper, but you know, if and there are people who say differently, and I can show them right in the verses where it's at. It's just a matter of how much are you supposed to contribute before you get to say, I quit.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if life was a job, many of us would quit a long time ago. And am I wrong about that?
No, you're right about that.
But unfortunately, we continue to take it on the chin for people who have already said, I quit. I'm not doing this. That is too much work. That's too hard for me to do. And in your case, I think you've made enough contributions that now you're going to have some of the rewards which God offers to us as we go forward in our lives. And I really think that when I look forward to 2015, that's a bright time, you know. And just the only thing is that, you know, if you look backwards, you can't run as fast forward if you're looking over your shoulder backwards. And Yeah, too. You
might
miss
sure.
something that's really cool up front by looking
that's
at
for sure.
it. So, and
yeah.
I don't sense
that's
any
true.
Any bad things coming from behind or coming from the front that you're going to want to miss. I would say you're probably going to want to see everything that's coming forward and be very positive about it. I mean, I just really feel
mm-hmm.
that sincerely.
Yeah, I feel that that's what's going to happen. I understand exactly what you're saying. Yeah.
So,
and I wrote down a couple
questions?
Of your phrases. Excuse me?
Any particular questions?
I don't know. Let's see. Well, I know I'm going to be moving.
Okay.
And I was just curious if I'm going to be moving into a small house or an apartment. Do you see anything?
Well, here's the thing I'll tell you. That, you know, the moving thing seemed to be something that's up in the air at the second. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Meaning that it's possible that, you know, even though you perceive that you're going to move, and I'm not going to suggest that you're not,
mm-hmm.
I just get this feeling that there's some stones that are yet to be unturned. And I really feel like when it's all said and done, there's going to be a lot better energy around you as far as, you know, your attitude about moving and everything else. If I were
mm-hmm.
to say, I feel more comfortable with the idea that you're going to move into an apartment simply because of the fact that I feel like your whole workload is going to be decreased somewhat, meaning that, you know, things and such that you're involved in, you're not going to be as necessarily involved in, that things are going to be more balanced and easier for you to figure out and all that kind of stuff. And so that's the attitude that I really have, is that things are going to be, you know, better for you. Fewer conflicts, that seems to be, you know, really important. And
mm-hmm.
I just feel like I've got less that I need to take care of. Meaning that sincerely, just as though, you know, this
less people.
Time where, pardon me?
I said less people.
Well, and that's very important. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, when you're trying to take care of 20 people and yourself, it doesn't end up being very fair.
No.
You know, and when you have a person with a gentle heart like you do who can't say no, that's also a conflict. So I would
mm-hmm.
just say that the best thing that you can do is just think about yourself. Think
right.
about, you know, the key ingredient that about the move that I think seems to be significantly important is that, you know, they all say it's location, location, location. And where you're going to be moving is someplace that you're going to be extremely happy to be there. And I don't know that that means that it will be the best place, you know, as far as the facility goes, or if it will be the best location. But
well, I'd rather just be happy. I don't really care about the location.
there's happy and there's really happy. And what I'm feeling more is like really happy. Okay, so. You're going to land on your feet and you're going to say, oh, my God, I can't believe this place is available. I can't believe it's only this much money. Whatever words you would use if you were happy. But
mm-hmm.
I just feel like where it's at is what's going to be the deciding factor for you. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
I couldn't live any place else that I would like more, and I really feel that's going to be your strength.
Okay. good. Yeah, I appreciate your reading, and I wrote down some notes here for
okay.
what you say.
All right. Well, if you'd like, you feel free to call me up. I can be reached in our store. You can call me toll-free at
888-367-8653.
Uh-huh. I'm certainly in Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. I'm generally here today. But,
yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, as a rule, I'm certainly here on those days unless I have
mm-hmm.
a honeydew or something I've got to do at home.
Right, I got you.
Other than that, I'm usually in at least a portion of the day. I'd be happy to talk with you more.
All right.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right.
Very
thanks
enlightened.
For giving us a call.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, it's currently about 10 minutes to the hour here. Do we have more callers waiting?
Yes, we do. I know we're getting a little short on time, but we have Rose from Long Island. Welcome to the show, Rose.
Hi, Rose. Hello.
I was just on.
Oh, Rose was just on.
Yeah, I was on already.
Okay.
So.
She's listening. We're having a little bit of technical challenges today.
we have Peggy from Michigan.
Oh, okay. Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me all right?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine, loud and clear. So any particular question you'd like to ask today?
Yeah, I do kind of. I'm having surgery on Monday, and I want to know if it's going to go okay.
Well, let me say this. You know, without getting into the specifics of the surgery or whatever, I had shoulder surgery a few years back when I broke my shoulder. It went so perfectly that the day they took the stitches out, I played that night. I had no complications. I had no trouble. I was not sick or incapacitated in any way, and that's kind of what I'm thinking here. It just seems like everything is going to fall into place for you, where you'll be able to have and do all the things that you want to do. I think the surgery is going to go very well. I think when I talk about the past, as though after effects, I guess is what I'm trying to say here, I really think that you're going to be like more pleased than you would have ever thought you would in the way that you feel or the way that you look or whatever the surgery is going to represent. I got like no problems. Like the person that's doing it is an expert.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
it's eye surgery, so that's why I'm kind of apprehensive. You know.
Well, you know, it's like a while back I had to have what's called a coronary ablation, and I have this one cardiologist that is, you know, he's the head guy at U of M and all that kind of stuff, and he said you need to do this, but I'm not going to be doing it. And I kind of like freaked for a second. Well, who's going to do it? And he told me this other doctor's name. I said, is he any good? He said, is he any good? He said, he's done over 5,000 of these things, and he's much better at it than I ever would be. And I said, so you'd go to him if you had? He said, in a heartbeat. So, you know, in other words, sometimes a lot of experience is a good thing, and, you know, that's what I'm feeling
like here. My doctor, the doctor he sent me to, he actually, you know, did surgery on him and his ankle, so... I know they trust them.
Well, then, you know, it don't get much better than that. You know, if the doctor will go to the guy himself, that's
right.
A pretty strong, you know, vote of confidence. And I really feel like you have, here's what they said. There's a term I don't often get to use, but you have zero to worry about.
Oh, good. Thank you so
Meaning
much.
Meaning that it's going to turn out better than what you could possibly imagine. And, you know, no harm, no foul, no glitches, no unexpected things. And that would tell me also that if there's concerns on your part about how the results is going to be or whatever, I think you've got nothing to worry about. I think it's going to be just a really, really easy-going surgery and without any problems or complications.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for calling us up.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Take care now. You're listening to Mystique's West Hour, heard live here on Body, Mind, and Spirit Radio. Mystique's West is a psychic reading center located in Westland, Michigan, at 36356 Ford Road. That's halfway between Wayne Road and Newberg Road. And if you're in the area, we're right next to Jimmy John's. So we'd love to have you stop by and see us. And we do psychic readings. We have all kinds of classes and things that go on. And we have a website at mystiqueswest.net, and just we update it like once a month or so and keep current information on there as far as classes and things like that. And we'd love to have you be part of the Mystique's West family. Do we have any other callers waiting?
Yes, we do. We have Diana, and she is calling from California. Welcome to the show, Diana.
Hi, how are
Hi,
you?
Diana,
thank
how
you
are
so
you?
Much for the opportunity.
Well, thanks for giving us a call here on the Mystique's West Hour. Do you have a specific question or something you'd like to ask today?
I'm looking basically for general, but mostly wondering if things are going to progress rather a little bit quicker financially. I'm kind of in a real bad hole here.
Yeah, well, let me say this. You know, it's like when, this is, okay, bad analogy perhaps, but it's like when you're in quicksand and you got somebody standing there and he's unraveling the rope to pull you out, you wish that he'd move a little faster.
Right.
Not because, because you're afraid, you know, but I really think that you have nothing to worry about, and I really feel that, you know, patience is a virtue, they say. But I really think that your opportunity to progress is going to really kick off after the first of the year. Now, that's going to, you know, kind of put a squeeze on you for the end of the year here. But, you know, it's, you know, all's well that ends well. And I think that you have no, really nothing to be afraid of. I mean that sincerely. I really feel like there's a lot of very positive things that are going on around you. And I would say that, you know, there seems to be some situations or circumstances that are in some way, forgiven or delayed so that you don't have to worry about them, you know, right at the second, that, you know, you'll be able to you'll have time to get them caught up. And what I'm suggesting, and, you know, God bless you, I hope I'm correct, but it seems as though your situation may not be as grave as what you think. And you know, a lot of times when I tell people that, they say, oh, no, it's as grave. But, you know, in the end, it all works out. And I really kind of think that's what's happening here, is that, you know, there seems to be a positive flare that is going to come up between now and the end of the year that is going to make things just better so that you're not going to have to worry about things. There also seems to be people around you who are offering help or assistance. And, you know, I don't know if you're just a proud person or whatever, but I would certainly, you know, accept the gifts or the offerings that they have, because you're going to have a chance to repay them. And I also believe that the amount of return that you're going to be able to give back will be greater than what they would ever expect. And I just feel like there's, you know, I don't want to say there's nothing to worry about, because there's always concerns and things that come up, but I really don't think you have anything that's long-term that you have to worry about. I really feel like it's all going to be a passing thing, and as it passes, there'll be blessings that will come your way, as well as the opportunity to repay people who have, you know, been helpful or assisting to you. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So, but generally, I think that, you know, you're in what I would call a survival situation, meaning that, you know, there's not anything that's coming up that you're not going to be able to deal with. And that seems to be very important.
I don't want to fail.
Pardon me?
I don't want to fail. I don't want to lose everything.
Well, I'll tell you
so
what, I have no feeling whatsoever, zero feeling that you're going to fail.
May I ask you a question referencing a potential future involvement? I'm contemplating taking on a caregiving position in my home.
Okay.
Is this the path that I should be proceeding upon?
Well, let me say this. I don't feel anything that's bad about that, but I really kind of get a feeling that, you know, you should perhaps consider the source. In other words, do your homework. I don't feel like if you say, is there anything wrong with me doing this, I'd say absolutely not. I don't feel like there's anything that would come back to bite you in the neck. But I would take my time, make sure that I've checked out the individual that I'm going to be caring for, both financially as well as health-wise, et cetera. And then I'd go for it, you know, because I really don't think that there's anything that's going to sneak up and surprise you.
Okay.
All right. And you know, the feeling I have about it is that even if this were a short-term situation, short-term condition,
mm-hmm.
it's all going to be okay. Right?
That's what I'm kind of asking, because I know that I'm at a point in life that my path is, my career is going to change. I'm transitioning,
correct.
But I'm not sure what direction I need to be going.
Well, I'm going to tell you that, you know, between now and the end of February, and that's the time limit they're showing, your path is going to be so clear, so obvious, that you'll laugh. You'll remember that we had this conversation. You'll say he was right, because I really think that this is a time, a period where you're going to have a lot of chances to do things that you wanted to do without any complications or obstructions from other people. Okay?
So thank you very much.
Right,
it sounds like my lesson is to be patient and believe.
Correct. The main thing is believe. Believe in yourself. I mean, that's the key right there. You know, I think you've got everything else going for you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for calling us up.
All right.
Bye-bye now. Well, I think we're just about out of time. So I'd like to thank you for listening to us on the Mystique's West Hour. I'm your host, Ray Frazier. Like us on Facebook and give us a call at MystiquesWest.com, or look us up at MystiquesWest.net. Give us a call at 734-729-8019. We'll be looking forward to being helpful to you. Thanks again.